This talk is given by a student at Ordinary Mind Zendo. In these talks, senior students explore their personal journeys, share their understanding of the Dharma, and offer encouragement to others in their practice. The talks are unique in that they present a diverse set of voices walking a common path.
Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body. Mr. Duffy is a character in a James Joyce short story from The Dubliners. He's a bureaucrat who lives his life according to rules. He's cut off from his feelings. He lives his life pretty much in his head. He seems to have no felt sense of his body. In our Zazen practice, we pay a lot of attention to our thoughts. Our thoughts just appear and we notice them, ruminate about them, and let them go, only for them to reappear almost immediately, and then we go through the whole thing again and again and again 100,000 times. This is our practice. We spend a lot of time up here thinking our thoughts, and then thinking about our thoughts, and then talking about thinking about our thoughts. But our practice isn't just about what's going on up here. It can also be about what's going on in our body. In fact, we experience the present moment through our body. When we start the first period of a session, Barry always begins the period, before the Jikido even rings the chimes, with a couple of sentences spoken to us all, maybe as an inspiration or a reminder why we're here, what we're doing, or to set us on the path of practice. Several times over the years, I've heard him say just one short sentence, "Feel the breath in the body." He doesn't say notice the breath or observe the breath or visualize the breath. He says, "Feel the breath in the body. Your belly rising and falling, your chest expanding and contracting, or the air coming in and going out of your nostrils. Feel it." We notice and feel within us breath, sound, and sensations. They're a connection to the present moment, and they're always available to us on and off the cushion any time of day, but most of the time we're not aware of them. Zazen gives us a quiet and extended opportunity to recognize and experience what's going on in our body. We can learn a lot about ourselves through this process. Am I feeling a pulse? I certainly was as I was sitting in the previous period waiting to give this talk. My heart was pounding. Is my stomach growling? Is my jaw clenched? Does my knee hurt? Do I feel an intense impulse to move? Do I feel tension somewhere? What can I feel, hear, see, smell? Do I hear traffic? Do I feel an itch or pain? Pain will bring us right back to the present. Do I smell incense, floor wax? Do I feel a breeze on my face? If you really get yourself into this exploration of what's going on inside your body, it can be fascinating. You notice a whole world of movement going on inside you. Joko says, sitting is only maintaining awareness, all senses open. Hear, feel in your body, smell. I'd like to lead us today in a short body awareness meditation. But before we do that, just a short review of sitting posture. Because good sitting posture is integral to our practice. The aim of Zen sitting posture is to balance being upright and alert with being relaxed and maintaining stillness. Stillness is crucial. Moving is an escape from sitting. Having to sit still shuts off that escape. So right now, if you're sitting on a chair, sit on the front third of the chair and hold your own spine up rather than leaning against the back of the chair. Keep your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting on a cushion, your hips should be on the front part of the cushion and they should be elevated, and both knees should be touching the floor. So you have that triangle of stability. If they're not, if the knees are not touching the floor, you can place cushions under your knees. And whether you're on a chair or a cushion, your spine should be erect but relaxed. Maybe your hips tucked under just a tad. Your right hand rests in your lap facing up, and your left hand sits lightly on top of it. There we go. The thumbs gently touch. Keep your eyes downcast at the ground or surface several feet in front of you, and sit still. And now I'm going to lead you in a 3-minute body awareness meditation. I'll start and end with one chime. So now just sit still and breathe normally, feeling your breath flowing in and out of your body as it expands and recedes at the belly, or the feeling of air passing by your nostrils, or wherever you're feeling it most vividly. As you breathe in, know you're breathing in. As you breathe out, know you're breathing out. Feel yourself sitting and breathing. If your attention wanders, notice where your mind has gone and what it's preoccupied with, and then gently, without either clinging to the content of your thoughts or rejecting and suppressing it, just letting go and bringing your attention back to feeling the breath in the body. Now expand your awareness to a sense of the body as a whole, sitting here breathing. Feel your buttocks on the chair or the cushion. Adjust your posture to sit up straight. Notice what's happening internally and externally. Your foot's asleep. Your face may be tense. Do you feel heaviness? Warmth? Cool air on your skin, tightness. Notice where there's tension. Notice how you're feeling emotionally. Irritated, calm, bored, angry, sad, agitated, curious, anxious. Identify one emotion that you're feeling. Can you feel an accompanying tension somewhere in your body? Where is it? Feel that bodily tension and stay with it for a few seconds. Just stay focused on the sensation and feel it without judgment. And now, just bring your attention back to the body as a whole, sitting here and breathing. Now, you may find this exercise to be old hat, or you may never have done this. It doesn't matter. The point is that body awareness is a way for us to connect with the present. I started to sit long ago in order to manage my wildly fluctuating, out-of-control emotions. It was a time in my life where I was confused, depressed, and anxious. I didn't know which way to turn. Emotions of fear, anger, and despair were constantly buffeting me around. There was no sitting calmly. There was no thinking clearly. I was failing at figuring my life out and had run out of solutions that I thought would bring me some peace. So it was about that time that I picked up the first book of Joko's, I was intrigued. Joko said, an emotion is actually just a thought and a bodily tension. She gave me a specific technique to start to address my wild emotional life. She said, notice the emotion, identify or label it, anger, fear, and so on, and then feel the accompanying tension. There's always a corresponding tension in your body, your jaw, throat, stomach, neck, face, wherever you feel it. Her words opened a door for me. Feeling and staying with my difficult emotions became the center of my practice. It was a hard, sometimes even painful practice. I would sit still, a strong negative emotion would arise, and I would really feel the corresponding tension in my body. I tried as much as I could to stay with it and let it just burn through me. Joko's promise was that if I followed her instructions, my emotions would eventually, quote, loosen their grip on me and become less threatening. She said, slowly, our hope for ourselves, our drama, that something will take care of it all, will weaken. And after days and weeks of sitting with this uncomfortable practice, I was no longer constantly at the mercy of my emotions like I had been. I had relief. I still had a lot of work to do to address the situations in my life, but I could think just a little more clearly. I relate this episode in my life because what I've experienced in my years of Zen is that my connection to and awareness of my body has been helpful in my practice. We spend so much time in our heads. It's how we live in our time. Thinking dominates our lives. Alan Watts said last century that our minds are completely overworked and we don't know how to have a relaxed brain. Joko says, just sit and be the sensation. The sensation is what life is. And she says, a result of this practice of getting in touch with your anger or anxiety or depression in this way ultimately helps us to behave well. She says, for example, we may want to punish our enemy, but with the practice of recognizing our anger, the anger reaches another place, and we know better what action to take, resulting in more actions in the long run, which are beneficial to both parties. This reminds me of something Barry often says, that much of ethics boils down to behaving well when treated badly. Seeing and experiencing what's going on inside us can help us see situations more clearly without that huge cloud of self-centered emotions blocking the way. Now, of course, body awareness doesn't just take place when we're sitting, and its benefit isn't just solely for negative emotions, and it's not necessarily a difficult, painful experience. We can take body awareness off the cushion and bring it into our daily lives in a more casual, light, and enjoyable way. Once in a while in your daily life, just try stopping and feel your body. If you're in line at the grocery checkout, try just standing. Put your phone in your pocket. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body swaying. Feel your muscles working together to keep you upright and balanced. When you're doing Kinhin, feel your heel striking the floor and the ball of your foot pressing off. Be aware of the coordination of your breath and your step. Notice your hands forming shashu or gassho. Smell the lingering incense or the person next to you. Or when you happen to think of it, be aware of the warmth of sun on your face, the sound of the traffic, the smell of coffee brewing. Put your phone down and just sip that coffee. There's an old Zen saying, when I look, I look. When I listen, I listen. When I eat, I eat. Now, does it sound right now like I'm promoting the dreaded McMindfulness? Maybe. I think mindfulness is actually just simple body awareness as part of our strong Zen practice. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who would like to read an excellent exploration and analysis of the mindfulness movement, the generic term, I recommend this book, What's Wrong with Mindfulness and What Isn't, edited by Bob Rosenbaum and Barry Magid, and you'll find an essay in there by Mark Poirier also. There's lots of wonder and joy to be had in these moments of mindfulness. We just don't want to turn this exploration into a goal or something, as Barry says, that can be done well or badly. Just enjoy it when it happens. It's just about living consciously in your daily life. At the very least, in your daily life, in any situation, you can just take a moment and feel the breath in your body. In pleasant moments or stressful ones, just feel your breath to bring you into the present moment and maybe calm down a little. Our dear late friend Mark Poirier reminds us, slow down, sit down, and shut up. We spend a lot of time listening to what's going on in our heads, but that's not the only way. Let's also pay attention to what the rest of our body is telling us.